You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to Act 3 of Nightlight on this beautiful Wednesday night in our frigidly cold, but still beautiful state. I am Pete Chwaba, and we've had a lot of fun so far, folks. If you missed the first 2 hours of Nightlight, they are available at civicmedia.us. You can download or listen to the podcast there. In hour number one, we talked about hugging. It is National Hugging Day. And I don't know if those of you listening are huggers. I am or was, but I've been in some awkward hugs where it's just made people uncomfortable all the way around. And you realize sometimes in the middle of a hug that the other person is not a hugger, and that is horrible. They go stiff, they go rigid, or they completely become dead weight because they are so uncomfortable. So celebrate Hugging Day, folks, with caution. That's all I'm saying. In the first hour, we had Paul Vandenplas here. He is the creator of the social media content. He is the content creator of Wonderfully Wisconsin, an outstanding follow on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, Instagram. He visits places in our state and reports back on what he has found, and he's got great energy. He visits bars and hotels and attractions, and just it's a great way to feel excited about living in Wisconsin. Paul does a great job, and we gave him a quiz in hour number two, so check that out, too. He took our Wisconsin quiz and got a 10 out of 10. He aced it. And then in hour number two, we talked to Milwaukee comedian Chastity Washington, the very funny Chastity Washington. You can check out her special on Prime. It's called Live at the Dandy. She is also follow her on socials, too, folks, because she's got all of her dates. She listed like 10 dates coming up over the next couple weeks where you can see her in Wisconsin and down into Chicago. Very funny comedian and very accomplished comedian who is also a teacher. How do you like that? And coming up at 7:20 in just a few minutes, Frank Anderson will be here. Frank and I are going to talk about firsts, things that were created or started here in Wisconsin. Frank is the founder of the website Wisconsinology, all things weird, fun, insightful, and cool stuff about Wisconsin at Wisconsinology.com. Give it a check out. It is totally worth it. Frank is also an accomplished musician, producer, and director. So lots still to come in this third act on Nightlight. And in just a minute or two, Mace Michaels will be here. We're going to get an update on what we can expect weather-wise here in Wisconsin over the next few days. It's going to be pretty brutal. And I'm hoping Mace will say, well, it's actually, Pete, it's all a mistake. It was a typo. It's going to be sunny and 70, but we'll see what he says. So lots of shows still to come. If you want to get in on the question of the night fun, folks, it's what is your favorite Kevin Bacon movie? And I can't remember what made me think of that question. I think one of his shows dropped or something, but he's got an incredible resume with tons of great credits on it. So let us know. We've kind of run the gamut tonight on Kevin Bacon credits. Some great answers. A Few Good Men, Footloose, they've all been mentioned tonight. Craig on the stream says, Conrad, in the Guardians Christmas special, Drax, and, you know, I'm going to let you read that, Con. I can't understand. I needed, like, a translator.
Yeah, well, he's clearing it up that Kevin Bacon's not playing Peter Quill.
But didn't you clear that up?
No, I was saying I thought.
You thought he did.
I never seen this Christmas special, so I thought that. They were saying that.
Okay.
Kevin Bacon was playing Peter Quill, but he's not. That is what Craig is clarifying.
I would be willing to bet Craig is right about that because he's very knowledgeable about all that kind of stuff. Thank you, Craig. Craig also says, Pete, for me, I'd add another vote for Tremors. It was a lot of fun. It sure was. That's a great movie, folks. In fact, if you're looking for something fun to watch at home with a group, Tremors is great. It's funny. It's a little scary. And you know what? In a weird way, not that far off for what they are saying could happen with these huge earthworms that travel under the earth. I feel like that could be more likely than aliens just because you don't know what's down there. There was some kind of weird plausibility to that movie, even though it's outlandish. But either way, it's just really fun. So I would highly recommend Tremors. It's also a very fun movie that Kevin Bacon was part of. All right. Do we have MaceCon?
Yes, he is in.
I am so excited because the weather outside is what, frightful. Are those the words? But it's going to be, and it's going to be for a few days, but let's bring Mason and get his opinion and find out why this is happening, because I do not approve. He does great work here at Civic Media and is an outstanding meteorologist. Mr. Mace Michaels joins us now over the stream. Hey, Mace.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight. I know it's a little late. I don't know if you're an early riser, but hopefully it's not past your bedtime. We love having you on the show.
I am usually a late person, okay. But tomorrow morning I'm working TV over here in the Twin Cities, so I will have to be a morning person.
You gotta force yourself. So no Kevin Bacon movies tonight, late into the evening. Do you have a favorite Kevin Bacon movie?
Well, I think the first Kevin Bacon movie I probably saw when I was a kid was Footloose, so yeah. You know, that's been said, as you said, but of course.
That's a great one. Yeah, that is a great one. I know this was kind of spur of the moment. I appreciate your time. Let's jump right in. What is going on? Last winter seemed so mild, or maybe I'm just remembering the good parts. Here in Northeast Wisconsin, we've got negative 10, negative 16, negative 15 over the next 3 days, and it doesn't really let up till next week. Is there something, can you add some sanity to this crazy weather we're having?
Well, I don't know if I can add sanity to it, but I'll at least do my best attempt to explain it a little further.
Okay.
You mentioned last year. That was just kind of an outlier. We were warm for so much of the winter.
Yeah.
I barely felt like my ground froze here sometimes. I mean, it was just kind of mushy. I was able to take the dog for a walk every day and not freeze.
Yeah.
So, yeah, coming on the heels of last winter and even this year, it was such a mild fall until right at Thanksgiving. And then everything seemed to change at Thanksgiving. Huge pattern shift in the jet stream. It dislodged the cold air that had been pooling up in Siberia near the North Pole. And that was our first shot. And we've been in it ever since. And it hasn't changed.
So, all right. So can we, is this, I mean, maybe you can't look that far ahead, but it says, at least on my app, it's going to continue into next week. We're going to be looking at maybe sub-zero temperatures, at least here in Northeast Wisconsin. But
yes.
How long will this, can we expect, is there a trend where maybe it might be a little warmer than usual after this? Or is this what we're looking at for the rest of the winter?
We are looking at this at least through the rest of the month. Just not at these bitter levels, but varying levels of either bitter or cold. There's a couple of days that try to sneak back up as we roll into early February, but even February, it doesn't look, obviously as cold as this snap. And this is typically our coldest time of the year, the second, third, fourth weeks of January. That's just good old climate. You always end up being the coldest periods of this time of year. So this isn't out of the realm of normality of when it arrives. It's just, this is an extra bitter stretch. And for many areas, I believe this is our coldest snap we've seen, especially with wind chills in at least 4 or 5 years. I was looking back here in the Twin Cities and it was 2021. February was the last time we were this cold with, predicted near 20 below lows.
We've got quite a few listeners over near the Twin Cities on the western part of the state. Is it just as bad there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to be near 20 below the next couple of nights and wind chills down almost to 40 below, at least 30 below.
Oh
yeah,
gosh.
We're all hitting this one. No escaping. If you look at the National Weather Service's big old map that has all the watches, warnings, and advisories, all of North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin in the UP are all in warnings for cold, extreme cold warnings at some point in time over the next couple of days. So no escaping it unless you head south, and you may have to go way south to get away from it, get the car and get going.
Are there any tips you can give people, like something they might not have thought of? Obviously, you don't leave your face exposed for longer than such and such, but what is something people might not anticipate that they need to like be aware of?
Well, the thing I think about is I never worry a lot in the winter. I have my stuff in the car. I'm usually not one who's outside for a long period of time in the winter unless, you know, we're just hanging out with friends. But
yeah,
if you're somebody who likes to go out and snowmobile, or you're out there on pond hockey, playing out on the ponds, playing out in the backyard, whatever, just having fun things, even ice fishing.
Right.
We're going to have, yes, sun, but we're going to have a lot of a breeze. And if for some reason something was to happen, you're going to have the risk of frostbite in a real quick amount of time. So it's not that you can't do these things, but just think about what would happen if something went wrong. Have that extra layer of clothes with, make sure you've got all the gloves and hats you need, and a way to contact somebody if for some reason the snowmobile breaks down in the middle of nowhere if you're up in the North Woods of Wisconsin.
That's a great point. And keep stuff in your car, whether it's window fluid or blankets or whatever. Outstanding stuff. I wish you had better news, Mace. Like I told Conrad, I was hoping for a typo. No. It's going to be 60 and sunny, actually. Not these frigid temperatures. Yeah, but
unfortunately, even February looks kind of cold. Just not as cold, but it looks like it's on a colder trend.
Great stuff. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate your time tonight. And stay warm. And don't forget to set that alarm tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I already have. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. All right, that's Mace Michaels. He does such great work here in Wisconsin. Conrad, did you know that the National Weather Service was started in Wisconsin?
I did not.
We are going to ask Frank Anderson that in just a few minutes. He will be here to discuss things that were started in Wisconsin that people might not know about, but if anyone can do it, Frank can. Tony the Trucker in the 608 says, Pete, Kevin was a good villain in RIPD.
The Rest in Peace Division, I believe that's what it is. I can't.
Is that true?
It's a movie. Honestly, really liked the movie. It's with your favorite actor, Ryan Reynolds.
I don't think I've ever seen that. He says, but I thought the sheriff Jeff Bridges played was hilarious.
Yes, okay. He was hilarious in that.
How old is that movie?
I think that's 2000, like somewhere around 2013, maybe. Okay. Somewhere around there.
Cool. Thank you for the text, Tony. Appreciate it, as always. Matt in Eau Claire says, back to Bacon. The co-star in Bondsman, Jennifer Nettles, has to be Robert Plant's daughter. No one is convincing me otherwise. If you're a Zeppelin fan, just watch some of her early work with Sugarland. Matt's an entertainment guy, dude. I love that. I will definitely do that, Matt. Thank you, sir. And Jennifer Nettles, what else was she in? Her name sounds so familiar.
She's in Righteous Gemstones.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Great stuff. We've got some social media texts here. We need to continue with Scott Tom, my pal, says Diner. Great movie with Kevin Bacon, Steve Guttenberg, Mickey Rourke. One of the classics. Sean on social media also says Diner. Amanda Nimmer, our WGBW social media guru, says personally love when he plays a villain. He's so good at it. That's a great text. I agree. He's got that like kind of... His face can look very evil, which is weird because he's a handsome guy. Jody on social media says, Footloose. It was iconic. Our pal Boris Hamilton says, Animal House and Tremors. So I think we've covered all of the great Kevin Bacon movies tonight so far, but we've got a ways to go. If you want to let us know what your favorite Kevin Bacon movie is, please do so at 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the app or the stream. And we will read it on the radio. When we come back, Frank Anderson will be here, folks. We're going to talk about things that were started in Wisconsin and get a Joey song wrap up from Frank as well. It'll be good to talk to our pal. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In the way I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't know where to go. It's hopeless.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tis a beautiful night here in the state of Wisconsin. It is 70. It's a balmy 70 degrees here in the studio. Hope you're staying warm wherever you are. It's only going to get worse, according to our pal Mace Michaels. And it could be like this, not quite like this, but very cold all through February. So we have that to look forward to. Bet you wish you wouldn't have burned all those vacation days, huh, Con?
Well, I had to be sick, you know?
You need to weekend in Florida through the month of February.
I should just do that every weekend, just, you know, go down to my parents' house.
If you've got the means. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure always to welcome my next guest. He is one of our best pals. He is a producer, director, incredibly talented musician, and the creator of the website WisconsinOlogy.com. Home to all the fun, weird, insightful, and really interesting things about our state. Joining us now, as he does from time to time, is Mr. Frank Anderson. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you, Pete?
Frank, you're on the stream. Did I know that was happening?
I didn't.
You tripped and fell and hit a button, and here you are.
You can tell how cold I am.
Yeah, are you? You've got the scarf on, but not a hat though. And I hear the hat is the unit, the thing that keeps everything warm.
Yeah, it's not that cold.
It's not that cold. Yeah, not in your house, I hope.
I'm in my house. Yeah.
Yeah, you've lived all over the world, and you came back to Wisconsin, and that fascinates me. Now, I lived in warm weather.
Back to Wisconsin. I was not born here.
Right, but you've lived in other places that were warmer, and you still choose to live in your home, well, maybe not your hometown, Appleton?
Not my hometown. Well, 38 years. Does
okay.
that count?
That counts, yeah. And you brave the cold because you love Appleton and Wisconsin so much, I assume.
Well, I love Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I was born in the Philippines and raised partially there. Quite a while, actually, and then came here, and this is where my family is from, my mom and dad.
Yeah, it's a great place. You could do a lot worse than Appleton, Wisconsin, my friend. And
I'm finding that out with everybody who's moving here from L.A.
Oh, really?
And is driving our prices up.
Well, that's good for you, though, right?
No.
You gotta.
I want everyone to be able to have an affordable.
Well,
home.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was being selfish on your behalf, thinking
you could
stick it to one of these suckers from the West Coast, and they would way overpay for your house. It is great though. Do you have a favorite Kevin Bacon movie, Frank? Are you a fan?
No. I don't even think about Kevin Bacon.
Well, I mean, not.
I've never thought about Kevin Bacon.
He doesn't ever just seep into your brain when you're animating or playing your. Okay.
No.
Wow.
And I'm first and foremost a huge movie fan.
Yeah.
Is he the Footloose guy?
Yeah.
All right. I just thought of him.
A few good men. Footloose. He was the guy in his underpants in Animal House that says, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?" Not as, maybe his best work, but interesting credit nonetheless.
I don't think of him at all. That's for people younger than me, I think.
Okay.
I'm pretty old.
That's fair. We'll go with Footloose. How was Joey's song? You introduced me to Mike Gamal, the creator, founder of Joey's song. Just a spectacular event. And he was on the show a couple times talking about it. And you're a fixture there every year, playing music with some of the best musicians who have ever lived. What was that like this year?
This year was probably the best show, Saturday night show. It keeps getting better. And I've heard through the grapevine that some real big hitters will be appearing next year's show. It keeps expanding, getting better. The stage is more populated than ever.
Wow.
And what began as a bunch of Madison musicians who knew each other.
Right.
Were the backup band. Now it's, five guys from Appleton.
That's unbelievable. So bigger than what you already have. You guys have put together you put some pretty big stars out on the stage. It's going to be bigger next year. Who are you?
Yeah. I mean, word has it. Okay. I can't confirm, but
okay.
It keeps getting bigger anyway. It always tops itself every year. It has two concerts, as you know, and the acoustic concert was quite wonderful on Friday night. before the big electric thing on Saturday night.
Yeah, I was amazed that when Mike was on the show, Frank, and thank you for the introduction again, that he was just talking about how much rehearsal goes into looking like you're casually playing with other great musicians, like how seriously they take it, even though it's a benefit concert and they don't even take any money for being there. That's so impressive.
It's also become a family. You see the same people year after year, and it's a reunion, really, when we all get back together. But rehearsal is intense and long.
Really?
And it's like, you know, herding a bunch of little kids. And Butch Vig took over the role of herding everybody and getting them on time and reading the bullet points and getting everybody, you in, you out, you in, you out. You can't have an ego.
Right.
If you're not wanted as an extra musician on a song, get out.
How much were you on stage this year?
70%.
Nice. Oh, that's fantastic, Frank. That's such a great.
I'm on the leading edge of, you know, age-wise.
Okay.
Butch and I are slightly shy of being the oldest ones there.
Really?
And both of us are working hard to get rid of us.
You should fire each other. That could help a brother out.
I think Butch will always be there. Yeah. You know, but people like us should be removed. You got to keep up with the times, and you got to keep a younger, newer faces
keep
on
some,
the stage.
Some turnover. Frank Anderson is here, folks. He's the founder of Wisconsinology.com. When we come back after the news, we're going to talk about really cool stuff. It started here in Wisconsin that you might not know about. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. Balto is an animated movie from 1995. That was what Sydney Politics was saying his favorite Kevin Bacon movie is. Also starred Bob Hoskins, Bridget Fonda, and Phil Collins. It wouldn't be an animated movie without Phil Collins. Thank you again, Sydney Politics. My guest right now, folks, is Frank Anderson. Check out Wisconsinology.com or see his work every year. Go to a Joey's Song in Madison every January, a great benefit, and see some great music. Frank is a major part of that. But we love to have Frank on to talk about all things Wisconsin, which is kind of what Wisconsinology does. Frank, here's why I got this idea. I was in Waukesha this past weekend for a family thing, and I made a late night grocery store run with my daughter, and I pull out onto the street called Les Paul Boulevard Drive, whatever it was, and I was like, oh yeah, Les Paul guitars are from Wisconsin, or were created here. He's from Waukesha?
Oh, absolutely. Les, some say he invented the electric guitar. He did not.
Okay.
But he was among the first, and he was 14 years old when he began experimenting with the creation of what would be a practical electric guitar, which he introduced to the world in 1939. But the first electric guitar was a steel guitar, which is what I play.
Yeah.
And that was 1931. But before that, a young teenaged Les Paul in the 1920s had an amplified log with strings on it and telephone parts being the pickup and amplification of the instrument. So he might have invented the electric guitar, maybe, but I've read so many things that allude to the fact that the first person ever to play an electric guitar was a black entertainer in Coney Island in 1928.
Whoa.
Actually play in front of people and have a practical instrument.
Yeah. Did you ever meet?
Yeah, well, Les Paul invented almost everything in recording. Everything. A multi-track recording, echo, sound on sound. He did it all. And Wisconsin has so many firsts in music. It's insane.
Really?
The first million-selling single of all time, song of all time, million-selling sheet music copies, was After the Ball by Charles K. Harris of Milwaukee. And the first certified platinum single ever, certified platinum, is Disco Lady, written by Harvey Scales, Twist and Harvey Scales from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And the first million seller written by a woman is I Love You Truly. So we are so loaded with musical firsts. The first sampling keyboard, the first programmable sampling drum machine. These are huge things that changed how records are made.
Wow. Disco Lady, 1976, Johnny Taylor. I'm fascinated. The older I get, I'm more and more fascinated with disco. And I absolutely love the music. I don't know that I've ever heard that song, though, so I have to check that out. Frank, did you ever meet Les Paul?
No, I never met Les Paul. I saw him in concert.
Okay. Did he do all of these things from Wisconsin, or had he moved away?
No, he did.
Okay.
Well, all the electric guitar experimentation was partially in Wisconsin.
Okay.
He moved to Fort Lee, New Jersey later, you know, during his great fame in the early 50s, and did a lot of that there. But they were all ideas that lingered in his head from his Wisconsin childhood of tinkering and making and thinking about sound.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So let's move on to The Onion, which is another great contribution to the comedy world, certainly, or the journalistic world, the way things are now.
I don't think great is a big enough word.
Yeah.
Earth-shaking.
Right.
Change. In comedy, The Onion's as big as the Beatles.
Right.
It just wiped everything before it and changed the comedic mindset of the United States. And not only that, it fostered dozens and dozens of writers out into the industry.
In some ways, it's like, I know the Harvard Lampoon is very famous and hatched a lot of comedy writers, but The Onion is almost more special because it's from Little Madison, Wisconsin. And these writers, some of them are well-known, but these guys did this without some of the fanfare, I think, that the Lampoon got. And I think it's funnier.
The Harvard Lampoon is BS. BS. It's mean.
How so?
The humor is mean.
Okay.
If you go back and read those issues, it's mean. It's cruel. It makes fun of things we can't make fun of anymore, shouldn't make fun of. It's horrible.
Yeah.
People with disabilities, it just goes hard and all in on easy targets. And we're supposed to go, ha, 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 like, you know, the class smart guys making comments that are quite obvious. The Onion didn't have to go there, and it's lasted longer. The humor of the National Lampoon, dead as a damn, dead.
Yeah,
gone.
Great point.
Dead.
Yes.
Do you laugh at 1975 SNL?
I don't even know if I would. I have no desire to go. I liked it at the time, but I have no desire to go back. And but an Onion book, I'll page through an Onion headlines book that came out 20 years ago and still laugh my butt off.
It's timeless humor.
Yeah.
And it stayed with all of us. It's the biggest thing to hit comedy. And it's much like Dungeons and Dragons, another Wisconsin first, that
really
changed the entire mindset of how you play a game.
Wow. That started in Wisconsin?
Yeah, in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
No kidding.
Gary Gygax, founder of Dungeons and Dragons. And I remember it long ago when it was first created. It was just a little bagged game in a plastic bag with random pieces inside. And it hung on a kiosk and you could pick it up. I forgot how much it cost. I had no idea that it would change the entertainment world.
Yeah.
It foreshadowed, you know, what we now call the gaming industry,
right?
Really. And it brought one's own storytelling skills into the game. That's the one thing I never, you know, I tried to play it long ago, but I couldn't get over the fact that you don't have, that it's board game dominated.
Dice. Yeah.
It's, yeah. Well, there's dice, but you're asked to bring your own imagination and world building and creation and imagination. And it literally said, anybody can play. Anybody.
Yeah. Wow. It's funny. You were talking about Lampoon versus The Onion, and they are stuck in the 70s. My friend Mike Schmidt, who is a regular on the show, had a meeting with National Lampoon like in 2003. And he's in this job interview, and the guy is an old Lampoon guy from back in the 70s. He says, all right, let's say this is you and this is, I don't know, Nixon. And Mike is like, it's 2003. Nixon is, you still go back to Nixon references? Like, it was just this great, but that kind of describes the Lampoon, even though great writers have come out of there and graduated past that. I found that hilarious. Another thing I didn't know, supercomputers or jockey shorts, Frank. And this is just from the internet, but I mean, jockey shorts aren't quite the invention The Onion is, or, you know, but... what else?
From where's Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, the supercomputer of Cray Industries. Yeah.
That's where the supercomputer was invented. Was
that's kind of a broad term.
Okay.
You know, the invention of the supercomputer, a supercomputer that was very, here's what came from Wisconsin, the very practical version, usable versions of things people had thought of.
Okay.
But had not made for every.
That's interesting.
And there's so much. You know, Wisconsin is, well, I call it on my website, the, it sounds old fashioned, the home of firsts, mosts, and greatest. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
One of those, you know, name any subject. And one of those things is a guy from Wisconsin, or was invented in Wisconsin.
That's so great. Frankie Anderson is my guest. He is the founder of Wisconsinology.com, plays a mean steel guitar, and is also a director-producer. He joins us here on Nightlight. We're talking about things that started in Wisconsin. I've got a few more, Frank, but you know, if you want to go with another one or two, let's do that, because you're the guy with all the knowledge here.
Oh, you want me to do one?
Sure. The ones I had were architecture, the National Weather Service, which I didn't know. I guess that doesn't surprise me. But I would love to hear some of the ones that you would love to elaborate
Wisconsin
on.
Wisconsin drives everything. Everything. And speaking of driving, the first automobile race in the world, the Great Race of 1878, Green Bay to Madison. The Wisconsin legislator offered, I think it was $10,000 to the winner. Six entrants, and they had to invent and then build a vehicle from scratch.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
Only two showed up, the city of Green Bay and the city of Oshkosh. And the city of Green Bay vehicle was fast. I think it went 10 miles an hour, but was unpredictable.
At
wheels
10.
Fell off. And the city of Oshkosh was slow and steady at, I believe, 4 miles an hour, and it won.
Oh, that is... And what year was that?
1878.
Oh, my gosh.
Green Bay to Madison. Everyone was talking about it back then.
Let's not downplay the creation of jockey shorts here in Wisconsin, or we'd all be going commando right now in this frigid weather, which isn't a good...
No, we'd be going boxer.
There would have been other options that came along eventually.
Yes. There always was that other option.
Fair point. Yeah. I saw that today architecture was created in Wisconsin, and I don't know, I couldn't really find anything to back that up.
That's a silly way of putting it. Let's just say that the architect who is from Wisconsin is mythic, a legend.
Right.
I mean, Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright, yeah.
You can't say architecture was, that's ancient.
But
the world's, you know, whether he deserves the title or not, everyone knows who Frank Lloyd Wright is.
He could make a claim. Yes. You wouldn't be called insane if you said he's one of the greatest architects of all time. Frank Anderson is here, folks. We are going to talk to Frank. We're going to do a short break, and we'll have a couple more minutes with Frank after this. Frank, I want to ask you about the sinkholes in Lake Michigan that I saw you posted about recently on Facebook. That sinkholes fascinate me. I know very little about them, so maybe we could jump into that for a couple minutes when we come back. Unless you have another Wisconsin invention, we could do that as well. But we'll do that all with our guest. Frank Anderson, folks, is here. And it's a great, beautiful, cold, chilly night here in our awesome state of Wisconsin. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Charleston was once the rage. History has turned the page.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. We are in the home stretch here. Tomorrow night on the show, Hannah Lopez from NBC 26 will be here. She's going to make the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. And then Irish author Molly Aitken joins the show to talk about her outstanding work. So another fun night on Nightlight tomorrow. And then Joseph Williams from Toto will be here on Friday, Conrad?
Yeah, correct, Friday.
Yeah. And then Rob Thomas, Madison film critic, and it's a bar band Friday night. So Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. Right now, we have a few more minutes with our pal Frank Anderson. Frank, sinkholes. Where do you stand on sinkholes? Are they as polarizing as the recent political climate, or can we all come together and fight the sinkholes? What's happening in Lake Michigan?
The sinkholes just are. They've always been there, from what we know so far.
Yeah.
They haven't really investigated them yet. And I believe they might be this summer. I love the sinkholes. It's a, you know, great. We have a lot of great geographic anomalies in Wisconsin. A lot of, where magnetic lines cross.
Yeah.
Outposts from ancient civilizations, the Middle Mississippian ruins that are about the state along our rivers. And yeah, it's just added to another mystery right now.
What are you surprised? And listen, I'm fascinated by science. I don't know a lot about science. It was never my best subject. But anytime I see something and read it, I'm blown away. I cannot believe that sinkholes. Like, I know Lake Michigan is like 900 feet deep at its deepest point, and it's hard to get down there. They say in this article I was reading, I think from your post. And it seems like this is something we should have been able to explore. It's just the Great Lakes. Not that the Great Lakes don't have their issues, but it seems like it's something we probably could have done a better job looking into.
Well, think of its depth. In 1938, the world's deepest dive ever was accomplished by a Wisconsin diver who invented with fellow researchers scuba diving.
Yes.
And that world's deepest dive took place right off of Milwaukee.
Right.
So that alone should tell you, deepest human dive. So that alone should tell you how deep it is and how vast it is. It's huge. Right.
I don't know.
I don't think of them as lakes. And I call Wisconsin's east side, the east coast of Wisconsin. People used to laugh at that. You know, just a lake, right? But they don't anymore, because we're become to realize these are great inland seas, the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
We're such a part of them.
It's funny. Before I left the Midwest, I didn't give a thought about the Great Lakes. I liked swimming in them and going places, and that was great. But now I am, just through all the shipwrecks and stuff we've talked about on this show with you, some of the fascinating things about the Great Lakes, and now I can't get enough of it. Like, it fascinates me. The lakes fascinate me on every level, and as do sinkholes. What are you watching, Frank? You watching anything you could recommend? You always have good suggestions.
I'm watching that new Game of Thrones offshoot. I forgot the title.
What is it, Con? You're watching that too, right?
Well, there's two now. The Knight of the Seven Kingdoms is the newest one.
Okay,
that one.
Yes, that one has one episode out so far, and I thought it was hilarious.
Okay,
it's funny, it's gentle. It doesn't have all that opera, you know, that Game of Thrones had.
Yeah,
and it's very winning. You know, you start to like all these characters.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm watching.
Cool. Did you like Game of Thrones?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, same. I didn't think I would. I didn't think it was my cup of tea. And then, like, in 2017, I started watching it. I think I blew through every episode in like 4 days. It was so addicting, you know.
Well, ask the author of Game of Thrones what Dungeons and Dragons meant to him.
Oh, nice. Look at
he
that's
can talk
what
about that forever,
Frank. That is what you do. You just tied Game of Thrones to Wisconsin by way of Highway 41 and Dungeons and Dragons. I love it, buddy. Thank you so much, as always. Stay warm, and you know, we'll do it again soon. Love having you on, pal.
Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. All right, that's Frank Anderson. Check out Wisconsinology.com, folks. If you love Wisconsin or just knowledge, you will love it. There's some great, weird, fun, insightful stories there, and some great historical facts about Wisconsin. It's a really great, it's a great checkout, if you will. My thanks to Frank and Paul Vanden Plas from Wonderfully Wisconsin and Chastity, Washington. Thank you for all your calls and texts. And thank you to Mace Michaels for jumping on sort of last minute. Were you encouraged or discouraged by Mace's, what he had to
so
say?
So discouraged.
It was pretty discouraging.
You know, we appreciate him coming on and telling him, you know, what's going on, but
but come on, Mace, can you write a better story?
Yeah, just, you know, you could lie.
I'm asking a meteorologist just to make stuff up. We don't want to do that.
I'm really hoping for, you know, 70 and sunny in like 2 months.
Well.
Is that too much to ask?
It's a big ask, but I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility.
You know, I'm hoping for a really good spring, because nothing makes me happier than finally being able to open the windows.
Yeah.
Smell, you know, the fresh grass coming back in.
God, yeah, fresh cut grass.
You know, the nights of the rain in the spring, you know, and smelling that rain. I can't wait for that.
Definitely. Folks, this was fun. Thank you so much. I'm excited to have Joseph Williams from Toto on Friday. That's going to be fun. Sean Cassidy, ladies and gentlemen, will be on the show next Monday, talking about his Wisconsin date he has. He's going to be performing here in the Dairy State. We'll talk about that with Sean next Monday. My wife will finally think I'm cool because I have Sean Cassidy on the show. And lots of fun tomorrow night we're talking Fox Valley Top Dog, a great contest with Ryan Albers tomorrow at 5:35. Ana Lopez from NBC 26 makes the popcorn pick of the week on this short week. And then Molly Aitken, Irish author, helps us close things down. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.